So the Gemara at the end of Daf Lamed Ches discussed a dispute in terms of the prohibition of Arla outside of Eretz Yisrael. Is the prohibition of Arla outside of Eretz Yisrael a prohibition midrabanan? That's the view of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And in that way, it's like Kelaya Yakerem. Kelayim outside of Eretz Yisrael is also prohibited midrabanan. Or maybe Arla is a halacha l'moshe misinai outside of Eretz Yisrael, and Kalaya Kerem is an Isser Drabana. So Ula, who's the one who held that there's a difference, that Arla outside of Eretz Yisrael is Aser with halacha l'moshe misinai, and Kalaya Kerem outside of Israel is only an Isser Drabanan, said that would explain why there's a difference in law in regards to Safek Arla outside of Israel and Safek Kalaya Kerem outside of Israel. In regards to Safek Arla, the Braisa says that outside of Israel, you can go to the field, and even though in the field there is Arla, so maybe some of the the produce being sold is Arla produce. The halacha is that a person is allowed to buy produce, even though it's Safek Arla. In regards to Kelaya Kerem, it's even more lenient. Even though you know it's Kelaya Kerem produce, so long as you didn't pick it yourself, it's okay. If the non-Jew picks it, it's already okay. So why should there be such a difference? So I'll tell you why there should be such a difference. That in regards to Arla, it's Halacha L'moshe Misinai. So therefore, we're only lenient if there's a Safek of some sort. But in regards to Kelaya Kerem, since it's a Dindrabanan, the Dindrabanan was that it's only Aser if you yourself are taking it, but not if he's the one who picks it. But El Didach, but according to you, asked Ula, Nisni, we should say, Ozeh v'zeh yored v'lokeach, either in both you can go and purchase, so long as you didn't see that it's Arla or Kelaya Kerem, Ozeh v'zeh yored v'lokeach, or in both, you can go and allow him to, in front of you, pick it, because the prohibition is only that you shouldn't pick it yourself, the prohibition is that you shouldn't plant it yourself, but if the non-Jew is doing it, then it would be okay. So, what's that? Going down. So that was Ula's question, right? So Ha'amar le Shmuel Ravanan. So the Gemara answered, Shmuel tell Ravanan? You're right, Tani. So this would be the answer for the view of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Tani, you have to change the brisa. Ozeh v'zeh yored v'lokeach. Either both in Arla or Kelaya Kerem, he can go down and purchase, so long as he is not 100% sure that it is that which is prohibited, so long as he has a suffix. Ozeh v'zeh yored v'lokeach, or both in this case and in that case, he can go down and he can pick the, he can even have the non-Jew in front of him picking it, and it's permitted because he didn't do the act of picking himself. Mar Brei de Rabbana, Mar the son of Ravana, Masni Leila Kula, taught, in fact, the most lenient position, that both Arla and Kelaya Kerem are in fact only Aser Midrabanan, and the nature of the Iser Drabanan was just that you, the Jew, can't yourself pick the Arla and the Kelaya Kerem, but if the non-Jew picks it, even in front of you, it is permitted. Zeh v'zeh yored v'lokeach ubilvad, the only rule is shelo yilkot biyad, he can't pick with his own hand. So again, Mar Brei de Ravana, Masni Lelekula, Mar, the son of Ravana, taught in fact the most lenient position, Zeh v'zeh, both Arla outside of Israel and Kelaya Kerem outside of Israel, Yored v'lokeach, the non-Jew can go and pick, Ubilvad shlo yilkot biyad, it's just that the Jew himself can't pick with his own hands, otherwise it's permitted. Amar Levi l'Shmuel, Levi said to Shmuel, Arioch, you prominent one.
What's my term saying?
You can go to the field and buy from the non-Jew Kelaya, Karam, and Arla, just so long you, the Jew, didn't pick these produce.
Even Arla?
Yeah, in Chutz Laaretz.
Chutz Laaretz.
In Chutz Laaretz, you're allowed to eat Arla?
If it's raised by the non-Jew and picked by the non-Jew.
Well, it's not good. That's only if it's a Suffolk or them that you're allowed to eat it? Or what are you saying?
Sounds like even if it's Vadai. Even if it's Vadai, it sounds like. So, Levi once said to Shmuel, Arioch, your prominent one, sapekli, create a suffix for me. In other words, go pick something here outside of Israel. I won't know what it is, so for me it'll be a suffix. It could be Arla, but I don't know. And then I can eat it. Rabba Vaya v'Rabba Bar Rav Hanan, Mesapku sapuki lahadadi. They used to create sfeikos for each other by picking Arla, not telling the other one, this is Arla that I picked for you. Amri Harifi de Pumpedisa. So the sages of Pumpedisa, Eifa and Avimi, the sharp ones of Pumpedisa, said, Ein Arla b'chutz laretz. This seems to indicate that there's no prohibition of Arla at all outside of Eretz Yisrael. Shlacha Rav Yehuda l'kamed Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yehuda sent this as a question to Rav Yochanan. Is there no Arla in chutz laretz? Shalach lei, he sent back, Stom sfeika. If there's a safek, so then, you know, it's mutter. But, you know, that psak, that safek arla is mutter, is something that you should hide. It's not something we should publicize too much. Vabeid vada. But if you have vadai arla, even in chutz laretz, you have to destroy it. Vahachreis. Vahachreis al peiroseim. Now, these people who just, you know, create sfeikos for each other, it's causing people to think that there's no prohibition of Arla at all. So therefore, it's clear about such people that their fruit, shetun gniza, are all prohibited and have to be put away. V'chola omer ein Arla b'chutz laretz, and anyone who keeps on this mistake and says there's no prohibition of Arla at all in chutz laretz, lo yehelo nin v'nechet, shouldn't even have a grandson or a great-grandchild, Mashlechevel begoral bekal Hashem, because he's throwing a rope to harm the community of Hashem. V'inhu keman svirlu. Now, who did these sages think like? Because they thought that there was no arla in chutz laretz at all, right? They said the harifi of Pumpedisa ain arla b'chutz laretz. Ki haditanya, they followed like the following brayser: Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosi, Omer Mishum, Rabbi Yosi ben Dur Maska. Rabbi Lazar, the son of Rabbi Yossi, says the name of Rabbi Yossi ben Dermaska, Sham Mishum Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you said the name of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Sham Mishum Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, Sham Mishum Rabbi Lazar Agadol, Ein Arla B'chutz Laretz. Rabbi Lazar Agadol said there is no Arla at all outside of Eretz Yisrael. Asks the Gemara, V'lo, is there no Arla outside of Eretz Yisrael? V'anant nan, but think about our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that all the mitzvos dependent on the land only apply to the land and not outside of the land, except for Arla and Kilayim. And Rabbi Lezer Omer, Afa Chadash, Rabbi Lezer says, even Chadash. So Tani, no, you have to change. Rabbi Lezer is not saying that Chadash also, but rather Rabbi Lezer says, Chadash. Chadash applies outside of Israel, but Arla and Kilayim doesn't apply out of Israel. Amar Rav Asim, Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Asi said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Arla b'chutz laretz is a halacha lemoshe misinai, that it is prohibited. Ah, very good. So I'm a Rav Zeira, Rav Asi. So Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Asi, if you're saying Arla outside of Eretz Yisrael is prohibited based on halacha lemoshe misinai, v'atayin b'ri lenten a mishnah, safek Arla ba'aretz aser, if you have a safek about it in Israel, you're not allowed to eat it. Bisuria, but in Syria it's permitted. I understand. If it's halacha lemoshe misinai, how could you be lenient when it's a safek? It's d'oraisa. So yishtomim kishat achada. So he was like shocked for a moment. Amar leis, he said, Ema kach nemar. The answer is that this is all part of the halacha lemoshe misinai. Sveika mutter. If we don't know, it's mutter. And vada aser. And if we're sure, it's aser. that it's the halacha Moshe Messina is that only Arla, which is Vaday, is Aser, and Arla, which is Safik, is Mutter. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Asi said name Rabbi Yochanan. Lokin al hakilayim dvar Torah, kilayim of chutz laaretz. Till now we've been saying it's only an Issa d'Rabbanan. He held it's an Issa d'Oraisa, you get Malkus for it. Amli b'lazer Rabbi Yossi, Iva anant dana kilayim edivrei sofim. We've learned in a Mishnah, kilayim is only prohibited mid'Rabbanan. So when it says lokash, it's not a contradiction. Kan b'kilya kerem, kan barkava sa'ilon. It's not a contradiction. One is talking about planting the, planting vegetables in a vineyard, and one is talking about grafting trees. Kiddush Shmuel, like what Shmuel said. There are two types of kilayim. There's kilayim.
Yes. What is kilayim? So, what they do?
That's to have wheat in a vineyard. Wheat growing in a vineyard. And then there's Harkavat Ilan to graft together trees together, two different types of trees. So the Kilaya Karem Midoraisa is only in Israel, and it's only Midrabanan outside of Israel. The grafting of trees, that's Aser Midoraisa outside of Israel as well. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel taught, the Pasuk says, Eschukosai Tishmoru. Keep my chukim, which means chukim shechakakti l'chakvar, the laws that I've already established to you, which is the following: behem tochalo tarbiya kilayim, do not crossbreed animals as kilayim, and sadcha lo tizra kilayim, don't plant your field with kilayim. So ma behem tocha barva, so just like when you crossbreed animals, two animals are put together. Av sadcha, when we talk about field, it's barakava, it's putting together two types of trees. Just like your animal applies both in the land and outside of the land, so to the prohibition of field does noheg bein ba'aretz ubein b'chutz la'aretz. I've eloksiv sadcha, but it says your field, which sounds like the field of Eretz Yisrael, not the field outside of Eretz Yisrael. That's to say that the prohibition of planting wheat inside of a vineyard, which is a term of zriya, of seeds, that doesn't apply outside of Israel. Rav Hanan and Rav Anan have ushaklu va'azlu bu'urcha. They were once talking while they were walking. Chazulahu gavra, they saw this person. The kazara zra'im bahadi adadi. He was planting seeds together. Amarle, so he said to him, Neisimar neshamte. Hey, let's go put him in cherem, because even though he's outside of Israel, he's violating the din d'rabbanan of kilayim outside of Israel, so he deserves to be in chayrim. Amalei, he said to him, "Lo chavritu, you must not understand the halachos of kilayim." The suin, furthermore, then further, chazulahu gavra de kozara chite usari bar gufni. He was planting wheat and barley together in a vineyard. Amalei, he said, "Nesi mar neshamti." Now let's put him into chayrim. Amalei lo tzaharitu. The laws of kilayim aren't clear to you. Look, kaimalan krib yoshia, don't we paskin like krib yoshia. To Amar, who said, when is there a prohibition of kilayim? Achi yizra chita usaora v'chartzan b'mapolas yad. There's only a prohibition of kilayim if he plants the three seeds together, wheat, barley, and the grape seed. So here in these instances where it wasn't the three seeds together, and it's outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's not the prohibition of kilayim to put him into cherem.
So you put one here, it's not.
That's right.
It has to be together.
Rabbi Yosef Ma'ariv Bizrani Vizara. Rabbi Yosef, in fact, used to mix together seeds and plant them because they weren't with grapes, they weren't in a vineyard. Amar le Abayev anantana kilayim edivrei sofrim. So he said to him, but didn't we learn in a Mishnah that you can't mix, crossbreed midrabanan outside of Israel? Amar le lokashi, he said, it's not a contradiction. Kan b'kloy yakarim, that's in terms of in a vineyard. Kan b'kloy yizroim, but in regards to planting seeds together, mixing seeds, there's no prohibition at all. when you plant, you know, wheat, barley, and a grape seed together in a vineyard, which in Israel is aser even to get any benefit from it, b'chutzlaretz nami gazubu rabbanan. Then the rabbis made a decree that you can't do it in chutzlaretz. But kilei zrayim, but the crossbreeding of seeds, the ba'aretz lo asiri bana, that in Eretz Yisrael, it's not prohibited for benefit. Also, the rabbis didn't make a decree. Hadam Rav Yosef, then Rav Yosef said, Lav milsi da amri. What I said wasn't correct. The Rav Zara Ginta de Be Rav Mishari Mishari. Rav used to plant his the garden of the yeshiva of Rav in rows. My time a while, lav mishum eruv eruv kilaim, because he didn't want the seeds to mix together and to be kilaim. So you see that even mixing seeds together outside of Israel is a problem. Amalei Abaya, Abaya said no. Bishlamo yashmi inan arba al arba ruchos haruga v'achas ba'emtza shapir. If what he would do would plant, you know, four different types of plants in the four corners of the field and one in the middle, that's fine. But here that he put it into separate rows, it's not because of the issues of Kilayim. It's Mishum Noi, it's just because he wanted the garden to look nicer. Or he wanted it to be easier for the Shamus, who's going to get the vegetables for the Bnei Yeshiva, to have an easier time getting the vegetables. And that's why he planted them in rows, but not because he was worried of, or because there's a prohibition of Kilayim Yisrael, of cross-breeding seeds outside of Eretz Yisrael.
How is this was connected when we learn it, I think, on Shabbat or on Dong? I think we learn something on Shabbat that we put...
Right, so in terms of Kilayim, when you have these different plants,
yeah,
you know, on the four corners and one in the middle, then they're not Kilayim from each other. They're not growing from each other. Mm-hmm. Says the Mishnah. Kol osa mitzvah achas. Anyone who does one mitzvah, may tzivin lo, they'll do good for him in this world. Umarichin lo yamav, they will extend his life, and nochel esaretz, and he will inherit the world to come. Kol she'ena osa mitzvah achas, if the person doesn't do the mitzvah, ain may tzivin lo, they won't give him good in this world. Ain marichin lo yamav, he won't have a lengthy life. Ain nochel esaretz, he won't put the world to come. Where many, I'll challenge you, we learned in Meshechet Peya, these are things that a person gets benefit for them in this world. He gets part of the benefit in this world, and the main thing is for the world to come. Elohim, these are the mitzvahs. Kibud av v'aim, honoring father and mother. Milas chasadim, doing acts of kindness. Achnasas arachim, welcoming guests. Avah shalom ben amul chavero, bringing about peace between man and his fellow. The Talmud Torah, keneged kulam, and most of all, the study of Torah. I'm review the Vida Sedachikam. This is what it means. A person who does one mitzvah more than his merits, even though they do benefit for him. And it's as if he fulfilled the entire Torah. So does it mean that if he does these mitzvahs of Masechet Peah, just one of them, even without the other mitzvahs, he would get all these benefits, but most of his deeds are averos. So Amar Rav Shmaya, Loma, what it means is that if he did exactly 50-50, but in the 50-50 one of them was the mitzvos like Kibud Av V'Aim or Achnasas Kala, Shemishkula Machras, then he gets good things. And if in our Mishnah is saying, if you have a majority of mitzvos, then you have good things. And then Gemara asks, mitzvah achas, even low. If you have a majority of mitzvahs, you do one mitzvah more than 50%, then you get all sorts of great benefits in this world. Or maybe I'll challenge you, even kosher schuyosim rubin avonosav, anyone who has more merits than sins, Marian low, has a hard time in this world. Why does he have a hard time in this world? To wipe away the sins. V'doma k'misha sarav kol ha-Torah kula. It seems as if he has burnt the whole Torah. Wow. He didn't even leave a single letter. He has a difficult life in this world to wipe away his sins. A person who has more sins than merits. Even though he has a very good life in this world to wipe away all of his merits. People look and they think, oh, this guy must have fulfilled the whole Torah. He didn't even leave out one letter. So Amar Abaye, Abaye answered, Masnisin, our Mishnah, when it says Metivin Lo, means the following. De'avdin le'yom tov yom bish. In other words, if he has 50 plus one of mitzvos, in this world, it's a yom tov, it's good for him, because he gets punished. And by getting punished, he's wiping away the averos. He's going to have benefit in the world to come. And someone who has the opposite, who has 50 plus 1 of averos, so they punish him in this world. He gets rewarded in this world to prepare him for the Yom Bish. Right, so that by getting all the reward in this world, by the next world he's going to have a day of suffering. Rav Amarava said, Hamani, who is, really it's what we said initially, that he gets a reward. But who is this? Rabbi Yaakov, it's the view of Rabbi Yaakov. The Mishnah that that you just quoted, it says when a person has merits, he suffers in this world to wipe away his sins. That's the view of Rabbi Yaakov. He's of the opinion that says you don't get reward for mitzvahs in this world. The Tanya went in a bride, Rabbi Yaakov. Omer, Rabbi Yaakov said, Ein lecha kal mitzvah, mitzvah sheksuva b'Torah. There's no mitzvah written in the Torah. Shematan schara b'tzida. That says that there's a reward for it. Shein tchias hamesim tluya. That you don't need tchias hamesim to get that reward. Because the tchias hamesim, the next world is where you get the reward. For example, give it avayim k'siv, it says to honor parents. L'man yarichun yamecha, so that you'll have lengthy days. L'man yitavlach, it'll be good for you. That sounds like in the world to come. So that you'll be good for you and you'll have length of days. If you have the following situation where a father tells a child, Aleila Bira, go up onto the top of the roof of a palace, Vaveli Gozlos, and bring for me chicks. And he went up onto the top, and he sent away the mother, and he took the children. When he came down, he fell and he died. Where is the good days for this person? Where is the lengthy years? Ellis, what does it mean? It will be good for you in the world which is all good. You'll have lengthy days in the world that's all long. Who's going to say that that's going to happen? Who's going to say that someone's going to try to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avayim and not be rewarded? And so the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov, Maisa Chazer, Rabbi Yaakov saw that happening. He saw a person going to fulfill Kibbut Avayim and dying in this world. So he realized that the reward is in the next world. V'dum Mahar Ba'averahava, maybe that person was thinking thoughts of Avodah Zarah while he was going up. So the Gemara answers, Machshava Rab, maybe it was a bad, I'm sorry, not Avodah Zarah, thoughts of a sin. And so the Gemara, Machshava Rab, V'ina Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzayef L'maisa, bad thoughts, Hashem doesn't consider it an act. Maybe he was thinking thoughts of Avodah Zarah, because it says, L'man tfos es beis Yisrael b'libam, to catch the Jewish people in their hearts. This is what he was saying. If there can be reward for a mitzvah in this world, why wouldn't doing the mitzvah protect him from having such thoughts? So that's what must be, that there is no reward for a mitzvah in this world. Ask the Gemara, but how could he get damaged? Can people going on a mission to do a mitzvah don't get damaged? Hasan Bali Chasan Shani. There it's when they're going. Here it's when he was coming back. They don't get damaged in their going or they're coming back. Ask the Gemara, they don't get damaged if they're doing things that are safe. But if they're doing things that are dangerous, then they need added merits to protect them. Sulam Ra'uahava. That was a very shaky ladder to Kviya Hezekah, where it's likely to be damaged. Whenever it's likely to be damaged, you can't rely on a miracle. As the pasuk says, "Vayomer Shmuel." Shmuel said, "How could I go?" V'shama Shaul, v'haragani. Shaul will hear, and he will kill me. So we can stop here.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Stay my love.